Okay, today we're continuing in the third paragraph of Maaseh Sheni, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav has two ways of understanding a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. See, up until this point, we've been talking about, or at least we recently referred to the Dinta Oraisa, a Dinta Oraisa, that if you have Maaseh Sheni produce, and you bring it into Yerushalayim, you're no longer allowed to be poded, it's in Yerushalayim. Din Midrabanan, that even if you then take it outside of Yerushalayim, you can't be poded there once it's ever been in Yerushalayim. But certainly when it's in Yerushalayim on a Doraisa level, one is not allowed to be poded at Maaseh Sheni produce. So says the Mishnah, Perosh Shenigra Melachton Vavru B'Toch Yerushalayim. What if it's not Maaseh Sheni yet? Because you see, normally you have to have a Gemar Melacha on the produce, and then once you have a Gemar Melacha, you could take Truma, and you take Maaseh Rishon, and take Maaseh Sheni, but you didn't have a Gemar Melacha. It's just raw produce that hasn't been processed at all, and somehow passes through Yerushalayim, you bring it into Yerushalayim. So there are two ways to look at that. One way of looking at it is that somewhere in that produce is going to be Maaseh Sheni. So even though it hasn't been declared, it hasn't been identified, it hasn't been separated, but there is Maaseh Sheni, there's future Maaseh Sheni lying in there, and therefore maybe it should be limited to all the halachas of Maaseh Sheni. Maybe you should not be allowed to be poded anymore, and you should have to eat that Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. Or you could say, no, Maaseh Sheni is only once you designate something as Maaseh Sheni. Right now, this has a different halachic status. It's not even Tevel. It didn't even have a Gemar Melacha yet. So it's not even Tevel. Or maybe we could talk about what the halacha is once it has a Gemar Melacha. Once it has a Gemar Melacha, again, it's not Maaseh Sheni, but at least then it's Tevel. So at least then it's waiting for Maaseh Sheni to happen to it. So Perosh Nigmar Melachton, if they had a Gemar Melacha already, so let's say you have a case where it actually did have a Gemar Melacha, so it's Tevel, Va'avru B'toch Yerushalayim, and then the Peros go through Yerushalayim, Yachzer Maaseh Sheni Shalen, V'ya'achel B'Yerushalayim, then you have to bring the Maaseh Sheni back and eat it in Yerushalayim, because once it had a Gemar Melacha, so we view Matana Shlo Hurmu or Kamisha Hurmu Damyan, that even though you haven't yet taken the Maaseh Sheni from it, we view it as if you have, and as if the Maaseh Sheni is already Maaseh Sheni, and therefore you're not allowed to be po to it anymore. But Vishalo Nigmar Malacha, and if it did not even yet have a Gemar Malacha, such as Saleh, and of Mlagas Vesale Tainim La Mukze, you're carrying baskets of grapes for the wine press, or a bunch of baskets of figs that you're bringing La Mukze, which is the place where they dry the figs in order to make dried figs. So it's called in fact, that's the exact example in Masach HaShabbos of something that is the most muktzah something could be on Shabbos, because it's inedible while it's drying. So it's totally your maktzah midaita while you leave it in the drying area. So anyway, so you bring it and in that stage before it ever had a gemar melacha, it makes it to your slime. So that's machlokes b'sham beis hillel. Beis Shammai amrim yachzer Maaseh Sheni shalehem v'yachol b'Yerushalayim. You're not going to be allowed to be poda that Maaseh Sheni. Whatever Maaseh Sheni you take from that has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. And Beis Hillel says, no, you could be poda it still and eat it wherever you want. Meaning if it did not even have a Gemar Melacha yet, then we're not going to say Matana Shlo Hormu Kamisha Hormu Damyan. It's not even up to the stage of Matana Shlo Hormu. It's not even Tevel yet. So if it's not even Tevel yet, says Beis Hillel, then you don't have any of the restrictions or limitations that you normally have in Maaseh Sheni. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Baruch Shem and Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi, he says the name of Rabbi Yossi, that no, you got the machlokas all wrong. The way we said the machlokas in the first part of the Mishnah is that if it's Nigmar Melachto, if it already had a Gemar Melacha, then everyone agrees you're not allowed to be poded it anymore. Everyone agrees Matan Shalom Hormu or Kamisha Hormu Damian, it says if it's already Maaseh Sheni. But if it's Lo Nigmar Melachto, that's where there's machlokas Besham Besilal. But Rabbi Shem and Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Yossi, no, lo nechlu b'sham beis hillel al perush lo nigmar melachton she'ipad maaseh sheni shalom v'yachol b'chol makom. Certainly if it didn't even have a gemar melacha yet, where it's not even tevel yet, even Beis Shammai would agree, everyone's going to agree then that you're allowed to be poda it and outside of Yerushalayim. It doesn't have the restrictions of maaseh sheni that's been brought to Yerushalayim. V'al ma nechlu, you know what the whole machlokes is about, al perush nigmar melachton she'beis shammai amrim yachzer maaseh sheni shalom v'yachol b'Yerushalayim, or Beis Hillel is only if there was a Gemara Melacha, so it's already Tevel, and in that case, Beis Hillel is going to be Mekil. That if there was a Gemara Melacha, even though there was a Gemara Melacha, Beis Hillel is totally Mekil. It's not Meisr Sheni, and therefore, it's not like Meisr Sheni was brought to Yerushalayim. Beishameh would be Machmir in that case. So that's the Machlokas Tanoim, what the Machlokas Beishameh Beis Hillel was all about. And then the Mishnah just adds, V'admai Nichnas Yosef Nifta, that if you have Demai, then whatever that din that we just spoke about, whichever version you want to say, whichever Shita is strict, would not be strict. Meaning, if the whole thing was about Meisr Sheni Shel Demai, and the question was about Peros, that weren't really Meisr Sheni yet when they made it to Yerushalayim. They were only either Lo Nigmar Melachton or Nigmar Melachton when they made it to Yerushalayim. Then it's not going to be a problem. Then you're going to be allowed to be poda it afterwards when it's outside of Yerushalayim and you're actually mafresh maestros. Then you're going to be allowed to be poda it like any other maestro sheni produce and bring them into Yerushalayim. Mishnah Zayin is a new topic. It talks about what if you have something that's on the border of Yerushalayim and you have a structure of some sort that's partly in Yerushalayim, partly out of Yerushalayim. So are you allowed to be poded Meisr Sheni when it's there? Are you allowed to eat Meisr Sheni there? Meaning you could be poded if it's still considered outside of Yerushalayim. You could eat it if it's considered inside of Yerushalayim. So Ilan, Shu Omid Befnim Venota Luchot. If let's say you have a tree that's in Yerushalayim, but the branches go outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, Omid Bechutz Venota Lufnim, or the other way around. The trunk of the tree is outside of Yerushalayim, but the branches go inside of Yerushalayim. So Mikneged Acham V'Lufnim K'Lufnim, Mikneged Acham V'Luchot K'Luchot. Depending on where you are on that tree, that's going to determine whether you're in Yerushalayim or outside of Yerushalayim. If you're sitting on a branch that's inside the walls of Yerushalayim, so then you're in Yerushalayim. You're allowed to eat your Meisr Sheni there, and you cannot be poda your Meisr Sheni there. But if you're sitting on a branch that's outside of Yerushalayim, then you're outside of Yerushalayim, and you're not allowed to eat your Meisr Sheni there, and you are allowed to be poda your Meisr Sheni there. What if it's not a tree? Patei habadim shepischein lefnim v'chalon l'chutz. Let's say you have olive presses where the openings to the olive press, to get into the olive press, are inside the city walls, but the actual space that the olive press takes up extends outside of the city walls. Or the opposite, the way to get into the olive press is from outside of the city walls, but the space that it takes up is inside. So Bishami holds an interesting shita, and that is that we don't look at the Pesach. There's no rule to look at the Pesach. There's no rule to look at the cavity of the actual space that the olive press is, nor do we look at where you are currently. Anything that encroaches at all on Yerushalayim has a din of being in Yerushalayim. So the whole olive press is going to be considered to be in Yerushalayim, and therefore you cannot be poda it, but also Lekula is considered to be in Yerushalayim in the sense that you're even allowed to eat Meisr Sheni there. And Basil says, just like by the tree, that you look at where you're situated. If you happen to be situated inside the walls, so then you're inside the walls. You happen to be situated outside of the walls, then you're outside of the walls. So that would be consistent with the Reisha of the Mishnah. So to quickly review what we learned today, so Mishnah Vav, we had two versions of Machloks between Beisham and Beis Hillel. The first version of Machloks Beisham was Beis Hillel. Machloks Beisham Beis Hillel is that if you have Peros that already had a Gemar Malacha, but no Meisr Sheni has been separated from them, but they already had a Gemar Malacha, and those Peros went in and then out of Yerushalayim, so you lost the right to ever be Poda that Meisr Sheni. But if they didn't even have a Gemar Malacha yet, only Beis Shammai holds you lost the right to be Poda the Meisr Sheni, that we would still say Matan Shalom Hormu Kamish Hormu Damyon, and Beis Hillel says you did not yet lose the right to be Poda that Meisr Sheni. The second version of the Machlokas was that they only argue if it already had a Gemar Malacha. That's where Beisham is going to be Machmir, Beis Hillel is going to be Mekil. But if it didn't even have a Gemar Malacha yet, everyone's going to be Mekil, that you're allowed to be Poda the Meisr Sheni. And we learned that when it comes to Meisr Sheni Shel Demai, we could be totally Mekil. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we discussed what if you have a tree that's part in Yerushalayim, part outside of Yerushalayim. So by the tree, it seemed like everyone agreed that you just look at where you are. If you're on a part of the tree that's inside of Yerushalayim, good, eat your Meisr Sheni and don't be Poda it. But then we spoke about a Beis Chabad that's partly in and partly out. And Beis Shammai says anything that encroaches on the inside of Yerushalayim at all is automatically considered entirely inside of Yerushalayim, where Rabbi Beis Hillel says, no, it's like the tree. If you're on the part that's inside, you're inside. If you're on the part that's outside, so then you're outside. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches.